Say that you had a old house and maybe a little lean-to or something coming together. You may have seen this in the country or something come together like this. Did you ever have any name for the
shed?
What about the place where they met and came together?
No, I never heard of that.
And usually, what would you mentioned shed? What's a shed like? What would you keep there? You know, and things like that.
Keep there. I reckon your ladders and your lawnmowers and stuff like that, and all that.
Let's see. Say, if you're doing some carpentry and nailing in a board some way, you'd say, "I took the hammer and I did what to the nail? I
hit the nail."
Or you might say,
"Drive the nail."
And you might say, "Yesterday I just took the hammer and did what to the nail? I
drove it."
And you might say, "It didn't go in far enough. It has to be
flush."
Yeah, or do you have, it'll have to be what?
Flush or even is all I know.
And oh, you mentioned that, you had one bathroom in your house over where you grew up. What if when people didn't have a bathroom, what would they have had? Maybe outdoors.
Outhouse.
You ever hear that called?
Or privy.
Privy.
Yeah.
Is one of those terms more supposed to be more polite than the other one, you think?
Not to my knowledge.
Were there any kind of joking words you ever used about, you know, like that?
Yeah. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Call it a shit house.
Shit house.
Yeah. That's what a lot of them call it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not being ugly, but there's so many of them say they had to go out to the shit house.
Yeah, I heard that a lot, And in fact, you know, when that big tornado hit in Montgomery, you remember when it must have been in the 40s sometime.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I think it was in the, around 47. I was in the Navy, but they tell me one of them ladies lived out there by you in Chisholm. They worked up in our office, Emmy Carter, Judge Carter's sister. They said that when it got up a bad weather, she went to the basement of our building every time.
Yeah,
she was scared to death.
That house that the Carters lived in blew the roof off. But you mentioned outhouse. What happened out there? I think in Chisholm, two old men had outhouses, and it blew one of them away, and it picked the other ones up and put it on the, I guess, the foundation for the other one. And they had a big squabble about that.
When I was a boy, and I used to go down to Luverne with a friend of mine. His grandmother lived down there, too. And they lived way back out in the country, I'm talking about. They wound up a dirt roads and all. And you talk about the outhouse, and all they used mostly was corn cobs to wipe themselves.
That must have been a bad experience.
I used a video when I used to go down there and visit, and they had storm cellars when they had tornadoes come up. Talking about tornadoes? It was dug into the side of the wall, of a big dirt wall. It had a roof on it, but all the inside was dirt and all. And that's what they called that to get out of the bad weather when it was coming.
How many years were you in the Navy?
Two.
What were you, were you on ship?
I was on the ship. I went to boot camp at San Diego, Naval Training Center. And then I was on a mine squadron for 2 years.
Whereabouts? And tell me about some of the places you visited.
Well, when we left here, we went to, on the way to the Pacific, went to Johnson Island, and we talked. We went there and stopped, but that's where they had that first H-bomb, A-bomb explosion, you know. Of course, that was after I'd gotten out. And went on to Hawaii, and went to Guam, and then went to Japan. And right when I was getting out, the mine squadron was going to Korea to sweep mines along the coast up at Korea because they knew the Korean War was coming. And after I'd been home a while, I used to read the paper about a bunch of them ships